So today's daf is daf Tezai. We're holding still on daf Tesfav on the base. And because we were saying over various shmuas in the name of Reb Elazar ben Shimon, so we have Reb Yochanan was quoting Reb Elazar ben Shimon. We continue. Yesterday we learned the minor of the Indian of Chedvas Hashem Yimuhu Shem and so on. Today, Amr Yochanan, I'm sorry, yeah, so we're up to Mark in Chedvas Hashem Yimuhu Shem. Yeah? No, we did that. Wait a second. So yesterday we learned the Pshat in Chedvas Hashem Yimuhu Shem that the simcha that a person takes, he goes ahead and he's meisiv for Kriyat Shabbos, so that he can rely on that. So from there we come up with the idea of vualai. Go ahead and borrow on my cheshbon, be semech on me, and that's your ma'oz. You can rely on me, believe me that I'll pay back. Aminu bivani porea. So today we're up to the Omer, the fourth lineup. The Omer of Yochanan, Mishum Rav Elazar Rav Shimei, Harotzesh Yitkaimu Nechasav, Yita Behem Eder, Shenemar Adir Bemorom Hashem. Somebody who wants that his nechosim should be matzliach, he should plant in his field an eder tree. That's one approach, is that the eder is a very choshev tree, and that therefore people will always call that field, I'll shame that eder, and they'll call it so-and-so's eder. And because of that, it's not going to be easily forgotten that he's the real balabais. If he goes away, people will remember. And if somebody attempts to steal it from him, so people will know that actually without Aiden they have to be able to prove, because it always has his shame attached to it. Shenemar, where do we see that the Indian of Eder is strength, something that you can rely on? Shenemar, Adir Bamarom Hashem, the word Eder is similar to the word Adir, that it has that power, that strength. Inami, or it could just be that the word itself means that. Eder is similar to the way people will say Idra. My Idra, the kind of the dare. The meaning of an Eder comes from the lotion of dor. So something that is able to be maintained from generation to generation, that's what we give the name of the tree. Tananamiyachi. So there's Yeshba Eder, Enadigzelet. Such a field doesn't get stolen, because everybody remembers who it's owned by. The ina nechmeset. The difference in Ixelot is that the guy goes away, Sabaristan moves in. Nechmeset is Hamas, the guy forces him to sell. So there too, he can go and he can prove that it was his field, afterwards take him to court and so on. And not only that, perotea bishtamrim. But it becomes, it's a field that its growth is protected. This is a little strange, as Rashi, I'm not sure what this means. Some say that the eder was used around the borders of the field, and therefore provided a very strong simen of people couldn't come in. So it becomes now like a living hedge. And Rashi suggests that it's a type of brush, a very thick brush, that has in it a particular chemical that destroys pests. What's so organic farming?
Like around the field to keep ants away.
To keep what?
Mint keeps ants.
Yeah, that type of thing. So here it prevents pests from coming into his field. Very interesting. Tani Rav Tachlifa, Achua de Rav Nai Chazo, Kol Mizodotav Shel Adam Ktuvim Lo Mirosh Hashanah. It really should probably say Mirosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah, which is the years of most of the Rishonim. In other words, an entire year's parnosa is given to a person from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So at Rosh Hashanah, it's already clear how much money he's going to have. Except, this is going back now to the Pasuk we darshan before, Tosfos points out, Chutz miotzaot shabbatot votzaat yamim tovim, so that's what we were saying before, levualai, and otzaat banav l'tamud Torah. Also, money that he has to pay to see to it that his children have a good rebbe, that's also not kavua. If he has to pay more, so im pachat pochatim lo. If he spends less money than necessary, it's reduced from money that was given to him. V'mosif mosifim lo. And if he adds money, money is added for those purposes. So the Reed points out that all of this, the Mizaynus of Shabbos, we were darshan before from the Pasuk. But he says, here we're adding Chedvas Hashem, that Chedvas is a reference to Talmud Torah. Because it's always the terms of Besam Chelev. So Besam Chelev is a sense of Chedva. So therefore, this too is going back on that Pasuk. Om Rabbi Avu, my Kror, where do we see from a Pasuk that a person's Mizaynus, his parnasa is kavua from the beginning of the year, because it says tik'u b'chode shofar b'kesel liyom chagenu. So that means at the time of the yitchatshut of the month, blow the shofar, the time of the kesel, where the moon is covered, the beginning of the month. So there is the chok liyisrael. But first, let's determine what month that might be. So Ezel Chag, there's obviously a Chag on a Kesef. There's only one Chag on a Kesef. The Chag Shachodesh Mitkasebo, the new moon, is completely covered only on one of the holidays. Avyom is a Rosh Hashanah. Every other holiday is at least, a mid-month somewhere, but it's certainly not, some of them are even in the full moon. But at least you've got the sixth of the month, seventh of the month. Okay. So there you would see the moon. So it's got to be Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk continues, Ki Chok LeYisrael U'Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. And Chok is the sense of Parnasa. How do you know? My Mashmid I Chok Lishtu LeBizonihu. Where does it say that Chok means Bizonot? Dichtiv V'Achlu Et Chukam Asher Natan Lehem Paro. It says over there the Kohanim didn't have to sell their property, so therefore their property at the time of Yosef remained their own, because they anyway had a government stipend. And we call that stipend the chok. Marzutra mar miyocha, hatrifeni lechem chuki. Here Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't make me poor and don't make me rich. Give me the lechem of my chok, that which is kavua for me. Tanya Omro Lava Shamay Azakin, Ko Yamava Yaochel Lichvot Shabbat. All his life, he always ate every meal of Kavod Shabbos. How is that? Matzah Be'eman Na'ah. So he finds a beautiful animal. Oh, Zul Shabbat. Keep this piece of meat for Shabbos. But then, Matzah Cheret Na'ah Imena, if he would find a better piece. So then, he would set aside the second piece and eat the first piece. So it turns out that eating the first piece was eaten in order to be able to have the second piece for Shabbos. Otherwise, what am I doing with two pieces? So Mameli ate the first piece and I'll cover Shabbos. Aval Hillel HaZaken Midah Acheret Hayta Lo. Hillel HaZaken, he acted very differently. Shekum Ma'asav L'Shem Shamayim, Shem Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Hillel HaZaken was sure that he would have what he needed for Shabbos. He treated every day as if it was unique. I think the meaning of the Gemara is a lot of hitlaptut. Sipshat midah cheret haitalo. People try to say it's midah cheret in terms of his level of bitochen. That he had a higher darga of bitochen. I think that the point of the Gemara's make is like this. There are two ways in which a person brings kedusha into his regular mice. Shammai's approach to bringing kedusha is that the Bukhar of kedusha is Shabbos. And therefore, everything that he did would be l'shem Shabbos on some level. It's a very beginning in Chassidus, Bichlal, that Shabbos is the Makor of Kedusha inside every person's heart. Therefore, the extent which the person is Bechubra to Shabbos, and what he had on his Shabbos, is Koveh all of his Kedusha, Bichlal, throughout the week. So, he searched for the equivalent of L'Shem Shamayim in terms of L'Shem Shabbos. Whereas, Hillel, Midacher, Taitavu, so that Midacher was called Masav, L'Shem Shamayim. Not that it needed to be that this particular Suda would be a sort of lichvoid the kedusha of Shabbos in order to bring kedusha, but that all ma'asim were done. And the Rambam explains that the nature of l'shem shemayim is laid as a shem dovat. That ultimately everything that he was doing was contributing to the halor of his darga of das.
He didn't do
anything for Shabbos. For Shabbos. What about Shabbos? So Shabbos is boteach. Why not? If every day has its own special avodah, you do the unspecial avodah. If anyway There's no din on Shabbos. This, I'm pretty certain that it comes, that I heard this from my Rebbe, but it could be that it comes from Rav Dessler. I'm not sure. But since there's clearly no din on Shabbos of the klolo of Gan Eden, which is b'zeis hapecha toik alecha, because over here it's everything, b'seifin leis, fine, or levu alai, so that means you don't have to work for it, it'll come, some it'll work itself out. So mamele, you have a right for that to be b'teach without any shtatvus. Right? No, it's like, what do you mean you're b'teach? I mean, you have a mitzvah of covered Shabbos, why aren't you setting it aside? So normally there's a chiyav of shtatvus. It's very interesting. But over here there's no chiyav of shtatvus, because there's no klolo. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin me. It's a beautiful insight. Yeah, exactly. Because that the whole sugya is mechuber to that of the original diet that we were making.
When Rebbe refers to my Rebbe there,
who's Rebbe? Reb Chaim Shmulevit. Who? Reb Chaim Shtutzner. Reb Chaim Shmulevit. Tanya Amiyaki, Beit Shammai Omrim, says in the Bible like this, Beit Shammai says, Bechad Shavercha L'Shavertecha. From the first day of the week, Echad B'Shabbos, it's already Shabbos. You're supposed to be planning whatever you're doing. Beit Hillel Omrim, Boruch Hashem Yom Yom, so that every day has its own special inyan and its own special aveda, and that's the way you're supposed to be yoked. Omer Abchama Bar Rebbe Chanina, Anoisin Batona L'Chaverot Ein Tzorich L'Hodiyo. You give somebody a gift, you don't have to let him know that you gave him a gift. Shenemar Moshe Lo Yadaki Karan Or Panav. A wonderful gift was that his Ruchnius, Moshe Rabbeinu's Ruchnius was Bekea, so that everybody could see his glowing skin. He didn't realize it until he saw the way people were reacting. Meisve Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. We learn out from the pasuk Ladas. What's the pshat? To know. Thank you. To know that I am God who is Mekadishu. And this is in the context now of Shabbosai Tishmoru. So it says Atadaberu Bnei Yisrael Emor Achet Shabbosai Tishmoru, and it ends with Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So what's the Ladas? Amalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe, I need you to speak Atadaberu Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeit Gnazai V'Shabbat Shema. In my treasure house, I have a very important gift. That gift is Shabbos. V'Ani Mevakesh Litna LiYisrael. I want to give it as a gift to Klal Yisrael. So Lech Lo Dielotam. Go and tell them. Mikan Amar Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. So based on the Dik in that pasuk, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel points out that Hanotein Pat LaTinok Tzarech Lo Dielimo. If you're giving a gift, a kid walks by, you give him a lollipop. So how will his parents ever be back here to know that you cared about their child to ruin his teeth? No, I mean, that you cared about their child. So you have to be modia. Somehow you have to let them know. And that way, as Rashi points out, that way you're marbe sholayim and reyus and chedva in Klal Yisrael, because people see that other people care about them.
And the teacher keeps on like,
we'll see. We'll get to that. Lokasha. So, but anyway, isn't that a contradiction? You said ein tzarech loydia, and here it says that b'dafka u'medayik from adas ki anir shem akadishchem etzachiyev to be modia. Lokasha. Ava matana da'avida legiluye. A gift that is going to be exposed. Obviously, if Moshe Rabbeinu's skin is glowing, so people will let him know. I mean, so he's going to find out. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell him. Because in the end, he'll be makir the gift. But when it comes to a lollipop, how are the parents going to find out? Well, but wait a minute, I mean, Shabbos is also matana d'avida l'gluya. I mean, come on. Everybody's going to be knowing all the dinim of Shabbos, the sudas of Shabbos. Well, what's a check to say? You need to let them know that there will be a gift called Shabbos. I mean, we're going to have two mesechtas full of Shabbos. What do you? Why do they have to know? It's also true. Says the Gemara, yes, but matan schara lo avida legaluyeh. The schar of Shabbos, that's something that they would never actually realize. Again, in Tam Chassidus, the need of the schar of Shabbos is that Shabbos lives as an Olam Haba within your life. So that's something. Okay, Schar is not Schar Mitzvahs, but this is not Schar Mitzvahs. This is its, the impact of Shabbos. So people won't realize it. Omar Mar, that you said Mikan on Rav Shimon Gamliel, I know saying part that you know tzarich lo dia leimo. What is that supposed to be? What are you supposed to send a letter along? But this is all we need, is to start having communications. No, I was just very nice to your kid today. Maybe we ought to meet for a little face to face. That certainly can't be what he means. So my Ovid, like, must be you should make a simon. Tzarich lo dia, you make a simon in the child that the mother will find out that somebody gave him a sandwich today. So what should you do? Shaya flame mashcha. So you put a little oil on his forehead. You know, where'd you get that from? Umalai le kuchla. Or you put kuchul. That's what they used to wear around their eyes. It's hashivas. You know, the blue, the eyeshadow, the blue shadowing. What about Aiden the Hashin Lakshafim? How about nowadays? Every generation has its bugaboo. In those days, it was burning witches at the stake. So if you're going to do this to a child, they'll go after you and they'll burn you. What do you mean? What are you trying to do? You're trying to be Mechashif the child. So you can't do that. That's all you need. You'll have a wild horde of pitchfork carrying farmers after you. So Aiden the Hashin Lakshafim, my, what do we do nowadays? You can't do that. Omer of Papa, Shayef le miyoto amin. If you gave him a tuna fish sandwich, make sure he gets a little tuna fish around his mouth. Says, mother, where'd you get tuna fish from? Omer of Yochan, Mishum, Rishum, Bar Yochai, Kol mitzvot shenatan lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael natan lem b'far hesed. Every other mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael in a way that everybody knew about it. Chutz mi Shabbos shenatan lem b'tzina. Shabbos, on the other hand, is given betzina. Shnema beniu vein bnei Yisrael oti leolam. So apparently, something about Shabbos that's not exposed. So first of all, says the Mayachi, lo la'anshu nochre malam. I mean, if that's the case, why do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid, that the Umay Yisraelim were not mekabel the Torah? That was the whole beginning, that when he offered them the Torah, Zorach v'sayir lomay, v'fiyah mihar paran. All of that is ma'ira dinim against Akum that refused the Torah. So Tzmashma includes Kol HaTorah Kula. Why doesn't it say that they're not meant to have an appreciation of Shabbos, and therefore there's no tefillah on them for Shabbos? No, it's not the pshat. Of course Shabbos aduyo diino. They were also informed of Shabbos. That's for sure. People know all over the world about Shabbos. Matan schara lo diino. But they don't realize the value of Shabbos. V'boisema, could be they even do. Matan schar nami odiinu. But what they can't understand is neshama yisera. Neshama yisera, if someone hasn't experienced neshama yisera, to a goy, it's impossible. To sit and eat like a slob all day long is to them like Thanksgiving. You end up drunk on the ground, and it's disgusting.
Watching football.
Yeah, exactly. So what's a Shabbos for? It means nothing to them. So, but that a child to have an Hashem Yisera, that your Achila Vishtiya should be a chelik of your Ruchnias, that they never heard.
The Omer of Shem. He's saying the Neshama being in the Guf, that you can connect to the Ruchnias through the Gashmis.
Yeah, that's it. Rashi says the Hashem Yisera is for Achila Vishtiya. That's the Hashem Yisera. You should be able to eat and drink.
It's crazy.
Otherwise, it just makes you sick.
Why would that make you eat more?
What do you mean? There's more vitality.
There's more Ruchnias.
No, but there's more vitality. The vitality itself is the Shabbos.
You say the time they're going down at the Shomer Bechlau, they went in Nefesh Behemoth.
No. Different target. It's different targets in the Shomer. The Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yitera Noten HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Erev Shabbos. L'motzoi Shabbos Not Limosai Men. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an additional Neshama Frish Erev Shabbos, but L'motzoi Shabbos takes it away. Shenema Shavas Vayina Fach. Kivan She Shavas, once a person had Shabbos, Vay, Avda Nefesh, Vayina Fach, Vay, Nefesh, where did my Neshama go? But Pinchas Mikoretz points out, very interesting, that Chassidus points out that, huh?
My ancestor.
Oh, he's in the Barnea's neighbor. So he points out that in the Torah, Shavas Vayinafash is a reference to the opening of Shabbos. Right? So we'll say over here, Kivan, only what after Shabbos, now it's Vayom the Nefesh. She says, this is the pshat is, that in terms of its application, a human being is so completely geschmettered by the time Shabbos comes, he doesn't even realize that he has an Neshama Yisera. But Kivan Sheshavas, now he's got a little bit of awareness back in his brain. Now when it comes Chol, now he realizes, Vay, of the Nefesh, we're back to the same Mishigas again. So, So now getting back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah describes an alternative. Not stam if there's something left over from Yontif, you can have it for Shabbos. But you make bedavke, what we call an Erev Tafshili. So you make a Tafshil on Erev Yontif. Omer Abaye lo shana la Tafshil. But note that the Mishnah stresses a Tafshil, something that you cook. Avopatlo. And doesn't include bread, doesn't mention bread. And we'll see later on whether you also need bread. But the bread is certainly not the tafshil that the Mishnah is referring to. Maishna pat delo, what's wrong with bread? Ilema, meaning the malafet ve'inan, upat lo malafta. Maybe the pshat is that bread is considered to be a staple. And what we need over here is something that provides taste and interest for a staple. And that already is what gives the chashivas to Shabbos. V'adai sanami lo malafta. You certainly can't use cereal as something that is the taste giver, because Reb Zera points out how idiotic the people in Bavel are, is that they'll dip bread in cereal, and that makes them mad. Ani bavloi tipshoyin. These nuts in Bavel. Da'achli nahama v'nahama. So memela, we see clearly that he considers Dyson not to be a malafet. And nonetheless, Amrav Nechumi Bar Zachari Mishmeda Bayim Arvim Bedaisen. You can use oatmeal as an Erev. If the Indian is malafet, oatmeal is not malafet. So that doesn't make sense. Elamide de lo shkiyat binan. The point over here is the staple can't be that which is miyuchet for Shabbos. You have bread all the time. That's what you live on, is bread. So check to say, I'm going to be miyachid by Surah Shabbos with bread. So pas is shchicha, but I need something that is not shchicha. Daisa lo shchicha. Ikiri amri om rabbi, there's a different lashon, it's exactly the opposite. That others say what Abaye said was lo shana lo tafshil avopas lo, my taima, ilema midi de lo shchiach b'inanu, pas shchiach, shchicha. Here it starts the other way. Is it because you can't have something that is standardized? Vadaisa lo shchiach. And in this version, Abaye said, Omer of the Chumi Bar Zachari Mishmeda Abaye, Ein Ma'arvin Bedaisa. That you cannot use Daisa as the Erev, even though it's not shchiach as passes. Elamidi Melafes, meaning in this version, you need something that's Melafet et apat. Upat lo malafta. Vadaisa nami lo malafta. How do we know that Dice is Loma Laft or the Omer Bezer on it, Bavalek Tipshoi? The Aklanama Ben Ahamon. Tony Rabbi Chia, Adashim, Shibishulei Kidera, So Mechal Ayem Yishom Eruvik Tafshili. You made yourself a stew, and in the stew you had lentils. The lentils settle down now to the bottom of the pot. You could be Meyachid that as your Erev.
The lentils at the bottom
of the pot. Yeah, that's my Erev. The things that I'm not going to be eating now during Yontif itself. So fine, leave them at the bottom of the pot. And that's that can be your Erev now. Even though you didn't originally go ahead and set it aside, the chatchila when you made it, it doesn't have to be set aside. Ah, you'll tine it so not choshev, it's not with, so what? So now I make my Erev, what's wrong with that?
The box of matzahs that they use all over.
They never use that for an Erev Tafshim. V'hane mili di'itbu kizayit. That's only if there's a kizayit of Adashim. Om Rav Yitzchak Beredu Rav Yehuda, Shanunis Shagabe Asekin. If you've been cutting meat, so you've got a knife full of oily residue, you can use that as your Erev Tafshim. Of course, it has to have a kizayit. Animil, these two kizayits. Om Rav Asya Marav, Dagim Ktanim Elohim, little herring. There's no problem of Bishul Nochri. Why? Because The fact that these things could be eaten, stam, they're very, they're very, very small.
What's Bishan Ofrim?
The Isser of eating something that a goy cooked.
Ah,
Bishan Ofrim. Yeah.
Isn't the salt in itself?
I don't know.
If
a
Nochri puts in the salt, isn't that called cooking? The salt?
No. If you cooked it, it's not. If you actually cooked it, then it's not a problem, Bishul Nochrin, because anyway, it's eaten from its salt.
But salting isn't.
Yes, but that's one of the things that we see from here. That wouldn't have been a problem of Bishul Nochrin. Furthermore, Amar of Yosef, Im Tzol On Nochri, if a Nochri went ahead and did a Tzliyanim, he broiled them. You can use them for an Erev Tavshilin. The Yavdinu Nochri Kasad Harsan, however, if Nochri took these little the fish, and what they would do is, and that their main dip in those days was to take the schmaltz, mix it with kemach, with flour, and then you would fry that. And that's delicious to dip your bread in. It's a bit heavy, but it's kasadar sana. So then it would be usur, because you certainly can't eat the flour raw. So now that means that the goy now actually went ahead and he cooked for you. So there, it's usur. So obviously it's usur, pshita. I mean, why is this different than any other bishulakum? Because ma'u tetema harsana yikar. I might have thought that the schmaltz is the yikr, and the kemach is just sort of an emulsifier. It's a binder. Kamashron kimche yikr. Therefore, it comes to tell me, no, that the dip itself, the kemach, is not just a binder, but is actually part of what it is that you're enjoying. It's part of the taste. And therefore, it would be also bishum bishalakum. By the way, the dogim ktani meluchim, Tosfos points out, that what do we have to go on to the question of meluchim, why isn't it just because it's something that's not choshev? If it's eino oil al shulchat shemalachim, there's no din of bishalakum. There's two things that there's no problem with bishalakum. Something which can be eaten without the bishal, such as these dogim kitanim, or something which isn't choshev enough to feed to a king. Isn't that a dainty dish to set before a king? If it's not a dainty dish to set before a king, then there's no problem of bishalakum on it. There's many rumazim, by the way, in that song. There's many rumazim in that song. You know that.
Yes, sure.
That's the 24 black words, is the 24 ofos that are tmeim.
That's on Kaf Dalet.
Mm-hmm. Very kosher.
Excuse me, are the sardines, are these called dagim ktanim?
I would think that sardines are not rei l'shulchan shumalachim.
Yeah, but
we say the toast is actually machalik. He says it depends. They're very small fish that are indeed not rei for shulchan shumalachim. There we wouldn't have to come on to the question of there being nechal chay b'milcham, that they could be eaten raw the way they are without any further bishul.
Portuguese sardines, would that be called dagim ktanim?
I don't know what those are. Okay, but here we're not talking about something that is that small. Something that a nice fish, a small fish, could also be a lal shulchan shemalachim if it's prepared the way our president prepares it. I mean, which king wouldn't want some of his herring? Omer of the Abba, Eruve tafshilim tzrichin kizayis. As we pointed out earlier, you need to have a kizayis for Erev tafshilim. Iboilu. Kizayis echad lekulan? Is that a kizayis for each person that is going to be semech on this Erev? For all of the people that are semech on this Erev? Oduma kizayit lekol achad v'achad? Or is it a kizayis for each person that will be semech on the Erev? Toshma, Yom Rav Abba Amar Rav, Eruvei Tavshilin tzrichin kizayis bein le'echad bein le'me'ah. So now, turns out, Tosis points out, according to this, we have three separate dinim for three separate erevim. Because we have erev tafshilin, we have erev tchumim, and we have erev katseres. And what's curious is each one of them has a different din. Right? He puts them all together here. That the shloisha dinim yesh bilchus eruv. So eruv tchumim, you need to have your own actual mokum shvisa. So you need two seudas Shabbos for each person that's there. Because it has to be, that's his Shabbos. Shabbos, you need to have your two seudas. So that's a tremendously big shear. Actually, it isn't really. Because remember, back in Erevin, you could use any element of the seuda for two seudas. If this is the amount of grape juice you would drink for the two seudas, that becomes your two seudas. So it sounds like a lot, but Lomaisa doesn't. But it is for each person. So it's not. It's certainly nothing mivutal. I once had to make an Erev Tchumim for a whole bunch of people that were overbooked, a homowack overbooked. There was a bunch of people that had to stay at another hotel that was outside of the Tchum. So it was a whole problem. What to use? Like, I ended up using grape juice. Because it needed to be something. I mean, I had to ask the lady at a store in the way whether it would be okay to, because it had to be accessible to them. I said, I can't leave it Stam Hefker. So I put enough grape juice for all of the people that were there. I put them back of her store. Yeah, everybody, where to go for the day? But Lamaisi, you have to know the chash of how many people there are. Martin, when it comes to Eruv Chatzeres, over there you have a maximum. So over there you have a maximum of two seudas. You only need a grogeret for each person. And then once you get to two seudas, that's it. You don't need, no matter how many other people there are. Erev Tavshil, and you only need a kezayis for as many people as going to be samech on the Erev Tavshil. So it's much more kal than the other two erevim.
Am I correct? Have you defined the Neri Sol campus that didn't change? I remember that when people used to stay at the hotel, they would have to make a tchum. And since then, all the area has filled in.
I don't know. Tanan, ochlo, osha avad, lo yavashel alav betchila. Shir mimena koshu, semech alav l'shabbos. Now, when we read the Mishnah, we understood that to mean that whatever Erev you set aside, as long as there's something left, it's okay. We're going to see that in the Braisa, there's no din really of shiurim on an Erev. Shiurim, not shiurim with an ayin. Shiur, leftovers. And that understanding, even though it's what the Mishnah seems to be saying, is not true. So that therefore the Gemara over here is medayik. Mashma, that if you could use any little bit, it says kosher, any little bit, in which case means you don't need kezayis in the first place. So isn't that connected what we just said, that it's tzarech kezayis? So my kosher, lav afagav deleki kezayis? Doesn't that mean anything? No. Anything means anything. You started off with a large tafshil. Even a little bit of the tafshil that's left, obviously a kezayis. Well, these big kezayis. But even a little bit of the tafshil is okay. It doesn't matter that you were miyachid originally a large tafshil. Toshmas, we'll see now in the Braisa. Tafshil zetzili, afilu kavush, sholuk, mavushal, even kulias aspani. When the Mishnah says that you're supposed to make a tafshil, you broil something, but even if lamaisa it was kavush in brine or in vinegar, or it was stewed or it was cooked properly, and even if it was kulias aispanim, which is a type of salted fish, which all you need to do is you pour a little hot water over it, and then it's roi lachila. And that's all that you did. That's sufficient to be called a tafshil. So that if you poured the chamimer of yontif, it's also good. And tchilato v'sofo ein lo shir. So in other words, there's no difference between tchila and sof. That's telling us now in the Braisa that we cannot understand the Mishnah as shiur, meaning something was left. And over here it says there's no shiur. Not in the beginning and not in the end. So how can you say he's a kezayis? So what's the meaning? I mean, ein lo shiur my love, ein lo shiur kla, that there's no requirement. No. It means ein lo shiur lamala. It means you can put as much as you want. Ava yesh lo shiur lamata. You need a minimum of a kezayis. Omer v'nomer rav. Eruvei Tavshilin Tzrichim Dat. It needs to, you can't now ex post facto say, well, I cooked a little bit before Yontif, why don't we set aside that part as an Eruv? You have to set it aside before. Now, Pshita Das Beniach Bina, obviously the guy who's setting it aside, but if he doesn't have Das, was never set aside as an Eruv, that's for sure. The Shaila is, do you also need the Das of the person for whom it was set aside? Dat Mishiniach Lo Bina Lo Bina. So you have to tell the rest of the family, call them around to make the Eruv, or anybody that you're making the Eruv for. Tashma. Avuah would set aside an Eruv for the entire city, and they didn't know. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would be Ma'arev for all of Tveria. Machriz Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. We'll see. Mishaloi niach Eruvei Tavshilin, Yavov Yismoch al Sheli. And Rabbi Yaakov Baridi would announce in davening, if anybody forgot to pay for even Eruv, you should know that I made an Eruv, you can rely on my Eruv. V'yad kama, I mean, you could do this for the whole world. I mean, let one person make an Eruv Tavshil for the whole world. Amar of Nechumi Bar Zechai Shmei Debaya Atchum Shabbos. As long as they're within the Tchum, that's the Das of the Meniyah, for his area. That's what we do. Right. Everyone who lives in this city. Who's Samya? Tavim Esadim Asisa Kameda Mashmua. So it was a blind man who was had a tremendous memory. So he was the computer for the database search. So he would go over the Mishnayos properly and the prices in front of Mashmul. And Mashmul sees Chazed Aviyatziv. Mashmul sees that he's very sad. Omale Amayatzivas, what are you so sad for today? Omale, the Lord Siva Erev Tavshil, I forgot to make an Erev. Omale, well, it's not a problem. Smocha didi, rely on my Erev. The Shana Abba, the next year, Chazed Aviyatziv, he sees again. The guy is depressed. Omale, this guy already knows how to manipulate the situation. Omalei Amayat Sivat, what are you so depressed? So he gives his annual sniffle. Omalei Deloa Sivat, Eruv Etafshile. Forgot to make an Eruv. Omalei Posheyat. So you're just a Posheyat. Lekulei Amashari, if anybody else they could smoke a lie. But Lididachas, you can't. So this is the basis of the halacha. You can rely on the Eruv of somebody else once.
Why should that be because
otherwise the whole din of Erev will be bottled. If everyone is Semach and everybody else is Erev, and there's no longer any purpose in the Erev.
After them one time, that's it.
Bad news.
No, occasionally that if the second time he did it, then it would.
Bad news.
Two years later, that's for sure. Once in 20 years.
You forgot once in your lifetime.
Me? Which kind of
thing is this? If you forgot once in your lifetime, that's finished.
It's all over. All right, we'll see. Good. Turn it up on it. Yom Tov Shechal Yot Be'erev Shabbos? Yeah, they do. They actually do. The Alti Yatzvuh L'Shloach Manas L'Ein Nochay Noi is L'Misha Lo Iniach is the Meforshim of Akasha to the Yatzvuh. Yeah, I should have mentioned that, but it's true. They're actually Makasha to the Posek. Someone who would have been Hudson because he wouldn't have his Erev Tavshil and he can. Tuna Rabbanan. Yom Tav Shechal Yisperev Shabbos. Ein Ma'arvim Lo Eruvei Tchumim V'lo Eruvei Chatzeres. You cannot, on Yom Tav itself, you cannot make an Erev Tchumim or Erev Chatzeres. Whereas Rebbe Omer Ma'arvim Eruvei Chatzeres. You can make an Erev Chatzeres for tomorrow, for Shabbos. Havalo Eruvei Tchumim. Why? Mipnei shata osro b'davar asur lo. V'yata osro b'davar amutar lo. Look, you can tell somebody he's osur to do something which today he's osur. Right? So there's an issur of tchumin on yantar. So mainly you can't be koveh the tchum with an eruv because it's osur on yantar also to be koveh tchum. But chatzeres, you're allowed to carry on yantar. So if you're allowed to carry on, what do you mean to tell you? You can't make an eruv. Why can't I make an eruv? If I can carry, why can't? So Lagabi carrying today is not the same Kedusha Shabbos. Tosfos points out that his sheet is Rebbe, that it's all one Kedusha. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we had earlier. Right. First he asks the Kasha, says it's all one Kedusha, so then how can you? He says, I don't know, but that's the whole point. That what Rebbe is saying is, where does it have a din of one Kedusha, where it has the same din of that Kedusha? But obviously, if one is mutter to carrying and one isn't, so then in terms of the dinim of Eruv HaTzeres, there I'm not saying it's one Kedusha. That's the point Rebbe's making.
So why don't you say Eruv
Tashilin? What?
That Eruv
Tashilin
should be allowed to make
Ayat
itself.
No, Eruv Tashilin is not Nogea Bechlal. That we asked the Kasha yesterday. Why can't we make an Eruv Tashilin? So we said, Gzeir Hashem Yivsha. So it's not Nogea Bechlal Eruv Tashilin.
Why don't we say
Gzeir
Hashem Yivsha also? Why isn't that the same thing?
What do you mean? Because I want to. Why would it be? The whole point of the Tavshilin is that I'm involved in my Tavshil of Yontif, and therefore I won't be involved in my Tavshil of Shabbos. So then the whole point is to be miyachid at a time when you're not involved, right? Here, right now, where I'm torn in my Tavshil of Yontif, I can't be koveh the dinim of Erev. Here, that's nothing to do with the dinim of Torit. Itma, Rav Amar Alokha Kitana Kama, Shmuel Amar Alokha Karebi. But now take out these two dots because they're very misleading. Iboilo, when Shmuel says Alokha Karebi, what does he mean? Alokha Karebi Lakula? Is he saying Alokha Karebi that in what Rebbe said that it is mutter to make an Erev Chatzeres? Or did he mean Lakumra? And it's, what kind of crazy question is that? Pshita, the Lakula Kumra, I understand. What would be the point of passing on Rebbe Lachumra? The Chachomim said that it's Lachumra on both sides. So what do you, if you're passing like Rebbe, that's only Lachumra in one thing, then you're passing like Rebbe Lakula. No. There's a whole question of what the correct girsa is. Who said what? Mishum the Shalach Rebbe Elazar Lagola, lo kishatem shanim bebavo. You have it all mixed up over there. He sent from Eretz Yisrael. In Bavo, you say that Rebbe is matir Erev Chatzeres, and the Chachomim are oyser Erev Chatzeres. That's wrong. Rebbe is the one who's oyser Erev Chatzeres, and the Chachomim are matirin. So that's what we're asking. When he's passed, it's all very nice passing like Rebbe. Now I need to know which Rebbe. The Rebbe that's Lakula, the way we had it, or the Rebbe that's Lachumra, the way that the Rebbe Elazar sent to the Gola? My. Tashma. Rav Tachlifu Bar Avidimi Avad Uvda Kavatsi De Shmuel. Rav Tachlifu Bar Avidimi Paskin like Shmuel, who Paskin like Rebbe. And when Rav heard about that, he said, I can't believe it. It's the first time this kid has ever Paskin, and he already screwed up. Tchila Seira, the Eid Surah Mirabon, and the Kilkula. He just started Paskining. I shouldn't have given him Smicha. Now his first Psak already is Makalkal. So, Yamit Bishleim Lakula Kama. So if you could tell me that what he was relying on was Shmuel Upaskin like Rebbe Lakula, so you can say, so he's already screwed up. But I mean, if he Paskin, Zainu Kukula, but if you're telling me that, no, Shmuel was Paskin like Rebbe Lachumra, so, I mean, you want to say that he didn't need to Paskin Lachumra, but I mean, what is he doing wrong? Yam Lachumra, my Kukula Ika? Says, well, oh no, no, it's not true. There is a big Kilko. Because, even the Mekalkele Barabi, look, many people forget, and they carry out without remembering that they didn't make an Erev. So if he had paskened to them like Rebbe, when they had asked the Shaila on Yontif, can we make an Erev for tomorrow? And he would have said yes. So then they would be carrying with an Erev. Lamaisa, when they didn't make an Erev, this is one of the big issues of making what we call Erevs today, right? This is one of the big inyanim. Is this called a Kilkul? These two things have now become, in contemporary Jewish life, too viciously, I mean, people won't intermarry with people all the other pshat, literally. Is it a kilkul, yes, to have an Erev, or a kilkul, not to have an Erev? It's exactly this question, and people tie now. If you don't make an Erev, so people are making an Eitzel. That's exactly what's happening over here. People forget, and they'll carry a kosher gay nowadays when they're stopped making. They don't take Hotsah seriously. It's amazing. These people, Bamisha, it's sort of a Mukta kind of thing. Yeah. They don't realize that it's the Ikar of Shabbos. So that's the Kilko, because he Paskin Lachumra. If he had Paskin Lakula and allowed them to make an Erev, So then they wouldn't have been carried without the Eruv. So given the Mekalkali, but Rabin, Haino Kilkula, that is a Kilkul. Because he caused them to be over now this Isser. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Chista, Omar Rav Huna, Halacha Karebi, indeed, the Halacha is like Rebbe, Vila Esor, like the new Rebbe, not like the old Rebbe. Tesvav Amit Beitz. Yomer Yovan Bishum Rabbeleza, Rabbi Shimon Ritzishis, Kamina Kosavi Tabema Eder, Shenemra Dir Bamor Mashem, Inami Idra Kishme, Kiriamri, Shema Idra, the Kamina Dari Dari. Tanya Nami Yokisar, Shish Boyder, and Exelis, and enough Messer to Pero Terbish Tamrim, Tony Rev Takli Fafo, the Rabbanoi Fazo, Kumizanot of Shadam Kivilum Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Hutz, Beotzat Shabbatot, Beotzat Yomim Tovim, Beotzat Banav the Talmud Torah, Sheim Pachat Pochatim Lo, Vimosif Mosifim Lo, which is the excuse for the American tuition system. Omrevi Avu Micro, except that they haven't yet figured it out that it's clearly not Talmud Torah. My tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu ezeu chag shachodesh mitkasebo haviyom ezeu rosh hashanah uftiki chok liyisrael b'shvat alokei Yaakov my mashma d'achok lishner mizoniu d'chtiv achlu et chukam ashenatan lehem paro marzut omam yochat rifeni lechem chuki tanya omro lo vol shamay azaken ko yamav ayochel lechvot shabbos matza b'imana'a omer zo l'shabbat מצא אחרת נאה, אם אינו הניח את השנייה ואוכלת הראשונה, אבל הלל הזקן מידה אחרת הייתה לו, שכל מעשיו לשם שמיים, שנאמר בורך השם יום יום. By the way, סתם אגב, a clear indication that it cannot be a machlokas, you have no idea how many mefarshim give different pshatim into why Beis Hillel had more bitochen than Beit Shammai. But the truth is that Beit Shammai would have nothing to eat if it wasn't based on being absolutely certain that tomorrow he finds a better behema, right? Because otherwise he'd have to keep the first one. He can't eat the next one because it's not the Kavod Shabbos. So what's the choice?
Does that mean he didn't eat Sundays?
Why not? Because it was only his first. That comes the minig of the leftovers. that's what they say, that if you eat Sunday Shabbos. No, I'm serious. If he eats at a Shabbos, it has Kedusha Shabbos in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why Moab so much in Shabbos.
Huh?
I don't know why Moab so much.
Yeah.
The old city was to eat leftovers on Shabbos and Sunday, and then the wife had a day off. She wasn't expecting
Who told you this?
This is Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua's book on the Hagi Yerushalayim.
48,
yeah.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Tani nami yochi beit shamra mivin chad shavecho le shabbatecho b'kirel miborach Hashem yom yom om reb chamar b'rebi chanina notin matan ala chavero ein tzorich lo hodiyo shemr moshe lo yada ki karan or pona beisve vadaz kenei shemekat ishchem amal ala kadosh baruch hu moshe moshe matana tova yesh li bebeit genazai v'shabbat shma v'ani mevakesh nitna l'Yisrael leich vodiyo otam mikad om reb shemr gamliyo anotin pat l'tinok tzorich lo hodiyo l'imo לא קשה, אבל מתן את האוויר לגלוי, מתן לא האוויר לגלוי. שבת נעמי מתנה דאוויר לגלוי, אבל מתן שכרה לא האוויר לגלוי. אמר מר, מכאן אמר שבן גמליאל הנותן פת לתינוק, צריך להודיע לאמו, מה יאבד לי, שייך לו, מה שלום, מה לקוח לו, ויעיד נתחשין לקשפי מי, אמר פאפה שייך לי מאותו עמי. אמר יוחנן משום רבשים בר יוחאי, כל מצוות שנתן להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, נתן להם בפרהסיה, חוץ משבת שנתן להם בצינה. שנאמר ביני ובין בני ישראל אותי לעולם, יאכי לא לאן שום נוכרים עלה, נו, שבת אצלף עדוי הודיעינו, מתן שכרה לא הודיעינו, ובהתאמה, איבן מתן שכרה נעמי הודיעינו, אבל נשמה יתרה לא הודיעינו, דיום רב שמעון בן לקיש, נשמה יתרה נותן הקדוש ברוך הוא באדם ערב שבת, ולמוצא שבת נותן אותה ממנה, שנאמר שבת ויהי נפש, כיוון ששבת וי עבדה נפש, עושה אדם תפשיל מערב יום טוב ורמה בי לא שונה לו תפשיל, אבל פת לא, מה ישנה פת לא? אילם אמידי למלאפי תבין לנו פת לא מלאפתו, ודאי סדאמי לא מלאפתו. דום רב זיר ענה בבוי תקשור דאח בן עמה בן עמה, ויום רב נחומי בר זכרי משפיד הבאי עם הערבים בדאי סה. אלא אמידי דלו שליח בין לנו פת שליחה, ודאי סה לא שליחה. איקדי אמר אמר הבאי לא שנה אלא תפשיל, אבל פת לא, מה איתה אימה? אילם ותמידי לו שליח בין לנו פת שליחה, ודאי סה לא שליחה, ויום רב נחומי בר זכרי משפיד הבאי אין מערבים בדאי סה. אלא מידי דמלאפת מן הפת לא מלאפת ודאי סנאמי לא מלאפת דיום רבי זירה הנה בבלוי טיפשוי דאג מנעמה ונעמה. תוני רבי חייה, אדשים שבישולי כדי רע, סומך להם משומר רבי תפשיל. ועל הם ילדי פוקי זית, ועם רבי יצחק בר יהודה רבי יהודה, שאמנוני שגבי הסכין גורו וסומך לה בשומר רבי תפשיל. ועל הם ילדי פוקי זית, עומר רבסי, עומר רב, דוגים קטנים מלוכים, אין להם משום בישולי נחרי. עומר רבי יוסף, ואם צלען נחרי, סומך להם משומר רבי תפשיל. ויעבדינו נחרי כסד הרסנה, אז פשיטה. מה עוד התאמה הרסנה עיקר, and not the kemach, כבש לן קמחאי. עומר רבבה עירו ותפשיל נצריך כזית, יבואי לו כזית אחד לכולם, עוד יום הכזית לכל אחד ואחד, תשבדי עומר רבבה עומר עד, עירו ותפשילים צריכים כזית בין לאחד בין למאה. תנא, אכלו שעבד לו יבשר עליו בתחילה, שיר ממנו כושו, סובך עליו לשבת, מי כושו, לב אף אגב דבר ככזית, לב תתפי כזית. תשמע, תפשיל זה צלי, אפילו כבוש, שלוק, בבושל, ואיבן קוליס האספני שנתן עליו מרחמי מרב ימצן. תחילתו וסופו אין לו שיעור. מה אליו אין לו שיעור? כלל. לא. אין לו שיעור למעלה, ויש שיעור למטה, וכזית. עומרו ונאמרה ורו ותפשילים צריכים דעת פשיטה, דעת מניח בעינן. Question is, דעת מי שניח לא, בעינן או לא בעינן. תשמע, דעבוד ישמעו מערב הכולה נרדו, רבה מרבסי, מערבי הכולה תפרה. מאחר זה ביעקב ברידי, מי שלא הניח ירו ותפשילים, יבוא ויסמוך על שלי, ועד כמה? עומר רב נחומי בר זכאי בשמידי הבאי עד תחום שבץ. הוא שם את אבי מסעד המתית לקמד עם השבוע, חזי דבי עוציב, עומר לא ימי עציבת, עומר לא דולותי ועברו תפשילים, עומר לא סמוך עדידי לשנה, חזי דבי עציב, עומר לא ימי עציבת, עומר לא דולותי וערב תפשילים, עומר לא פושעת, לקובי עומר שורי ודלדידוך עושה. תן רבן היום תמשיכה להיות בערב שבת, אין מערבים לא עירובי תחומים, ולא עירובי חצרות. רבי אומר, מערבים עירובי חצרות, אבל לא עירובי תחומים, מפני שאתה אוסרו בדבר האסור לו, ואתה אוסרו בדבר המותר לו. איתמה, רב אמר הלוכה כתנא קמא, שמואל אמר הלוכה כרבי, איבוי לו. הלוכה כרבי לכולה לחומרה. כאן הקושי לזה, פשיטה לא לכולה כמה. נאו מישהו, תשאלך רבי לעזר לגולה, לא כשאתם שונים בבובל, רבי מתיר וחכומים עושרים. It's the opposite, רבי יוסף וחכומים מתירים. So which רבי was he passing like? תשמע, דרב תחליף וברבי דיני, אבא נובדה כבוסי תשמואל, ויאמר רב, הא, תחילת הורה די צומן רבנו ככולה. סיימר פשלם אלו כולה כאמר, אינו ככולה? ואי אמר לחומרה, מי ככולה? לא, כי בדם הקלקלי בו רבים, אינו ככולה. אמר רב, אמר חיסט, אמר רבונה, הלוכה כרבי ולאסור.